What broom could sweep this rubble from each room and every hall? What pillar stands so tall enough to prop back up each wall? What planks could make a staircase? And if so, well then what for, when we have no other floor?
What paint so bright could cover all the ash and all the soot?
What bricks lay a foundation that is safe for every foot? What nails and hammer dare to make a door for walking through
when there's nowhere to walk to?
What rugs could we lay down here that will lie the dust and char? What polish make the doorknobs shine like stars instead of tar? What glass could make new windows? And if so, why bother to, when there's nothing left to view?
What beams could raise the ceiling?
What beams could raise the ceiling?
Echoes always speak.
Echoes filled with feeling.
Strong and stalwart shingles.
Those shingles make a roof that cannot leak.
What need is there of lanterns to a light its dark and cold, when the dark's within us all?
It starts with a broom, one broom and no more,
to clear out the rubble that curses your floor.
It starts with a room, one room and that's all,
and clearing each crevice from hallway to wall. It may take a month,
it may take a year, but when all is done,
that room will be clear.
So it takes a month, so it takes a year. There's nothing you can't do if you have a plan to, and you have a hand to let rest without fear.
So grip now that broom as hard as you can,
and wield like a sword against the foe of all man.
And add to that will and patience as well,
and you could find heaven
by sweeping out hell.
With a broom, one broom in one hand,
and soon you'll have cleared out each inch of the land.
It will take some years, maybe 31, but wait till you'll sweep through earth, moon and sun. Give it 54, give it 54, give it 54, you will have swept through and finally stepped to heights.
And yet it starts with a breath.